step by step and day by day? Can you take me higher with your arms wide open? That is the question. Some people say to be or not to be. I say that. Anyways, this is Step by Step, the podcast. I am your host for another episode of the show, and I am one of two hosts. There is a co-host situation going on here. The co-host is sitting right across from me, just where I like him. And let's see, what else can we say about him? He's wearing headphones. He's wearing a shirt. He's wearing, I hope, pants. I don't know, though.
No, I don't have pants on. No, no pants.
Great, great, mm-hmm. great. You want to say what your name is? Did I say my name?
You didn't say your name.
My name is Chris McCarthy, and I'll let you say your name.
Is it my turn to speak?
It is your turn to speak.
Okay, all right. I'm Bobby Baggins, the bad boy of podcasting.
Bad boy Bobby Baggins, the bad boy of podcasting.
That's right.
That's your name. And we have a tremendous show today. And I've said that at some point in the past in previous episodes, and I meant it at the time, but now looking back, that was all bullshit. Because when I say we have a good show today, I really mean it.
Well, that doesn't mean we didn't have a good show before. It just means that this show is also good. We're not saying this is the best show ever.
No, certainly not. But there's a reason it's going to be so good, and it's because, you know, obviously we're going to talk Step, and we're going to talk Step. You know, that's what we do here. Everyone knows that. If there's one thing you know about this show, we're talking about the show Step by Step, the TV show. And then we say, listen, we know something about this that maybe you don't. We know that Scott Stapp, the lead singer of Creed, watched this show when he was a young boy, and he was so inspired that he wrote every song that Creed ever made, and even in Scott Stapp's solo career. All of those songs are inspired by a specific episode of the show Step by Step. Hence, Rob, the name of this podcast.
Step by Step.
That's correct. Thank you. You were paying attention. So we're going to do that, obviously. But we also have a special guest with us.
Yeah, a different guest.
A different guest. The only guest we've had on to this point has been my spouse. This person who is a guest today, though, I would say there's 100% chance that we are not married. I would say we're acquaintances. We're friends.
Yeah, I would say so.
We're colleagues.
Mm-hmm.
We are, you know,
just pirates looking for booty.
Exactly what I say. You are our guest of honor. And your name is Jay Ferraro.
Lovely to be here, gentlemen. Lovely to be here.
Thank you for being here.
If I may, before we get going.
Yes.
Because I'm tired of holding this and hiding this. I have a gift to present to Rob.
Oh, do you?
This is for you.
Okay.
Oh boy. We have a scroll.
This is our first gift that we've received.
It does look like a scroll.
It is a scroll. So Rob is
from the bottom up.
All right. Let's see what we got.
Oh boy. Wow.
No one else can see it. Right. So why don't we?
Right. So let's describe it.
Yeah, describe it.
There's like a sunbeam background with orange and yellow stripes going from the bottom to the top.
Now, why don't we get to what it says on it?
At the top, it says the stone pony, and then there's a silhouette of a horse. Asbury Park, USA, 732-502-0600.
Okay. Yeah. When we get to the part that's relevant.
Memorial Day weekend, 2016. Scott Stapp, the voice of Creed. He can use the name of the band in his advertising?
Apparently.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then Saturday, May 28th, Splintered Sunlight.
Well, I think we got...
Grateful Dead tribute band.
You already did the relevant part.
This is beautiful.
This is a...
Oh, for you, Rob. For
it's
you.
It's a poster that you... did you steal it or did you buy it off someone or did you none of the above?
It was not purchased. It was not stolen. It was...
Was it a gift?
It was a gift to Rob.
It was a gift to you first?
No, one gifted it to me. No, I took it off a wall at a concert I was at Asbury Park at another location, not the Stone Pony.
So so you gave it to Rob. Now, why Rob? Why
well,
now?
Because... You know, when I saw that poster, it immediately thought of Rob. Rob had mentioned the sunbeams that were shining
out.
That's
the background of the poster.
And when I see him, that's exactly what I see. Just rays of light shooting out, that beautiful smile of his.
He lights up a room. It's $1 million smile.
It's $1 million.
I tell people that all the time.
Yeah, my wife wishes it was $1 billion smile, but... Well, millions, all she gets.
What can you say? Wives, they're never happy. Am I right, Phyllis? Anyways, Jay.
Yeah, so the poster.
The poster, that's a lovely gift.
Yeah.
And it's a promotion for the Scott Stapp solo show.
Yeah.
It took place Memorial Day weekend at the Stone Pony in New Jersey. Famous venue. And
2 months to the day.
This is the show that we talked about on this podcast before. We teased that maybe we would go see him for the podcast, and then we didn't do it because we decided we didn't want to invest our time and money in that for what is essentially a joke.
Right.
But nonetheless, now we have a little piece of it with us. Yeah. And now I'm going to keep it here. And now every time we record this podcast, Rob, I hope you agree, because this technically belongs to you now.
It does, but you can keep it. It's okay.
No.
You can borrow it.
I want you to bring it to my house, to the studio.
Okay.
Every time we record, and I want to hang it up in between us.
So we can't see each
other. So we can't see it. Okay. Like some kind of divider. And maybe cut a little hole in the bottom so it's like a confession.
I like that.
And then we can just do the podcast that way. And then I'll say, forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. Mm-hmm. It's been 2 weeks since we last recorded. And then we could just talk about our sins from the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, and you look through the hole at me, and I sit sideways and never look at you.
Right. Okay. Yes. And then we just go back and forth and trade our sins.
Wait.
Trading sins.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
In confession, the priest doesn't tell you his sins.
Well, I understand that, but, you know, he should, I think.
He's collecting.
I think
Pokemon
he should. Yeah,
there. I think if I'm going to confession and I'm going to tell you
did you just say you think the priest is collecting Pokemon?
Yes.
Now you've been to confession recently. Then that means.
Yeah, recently I went to confession and I had things. I, you know,
when was this?
I have many vices. Last month. Okay. Last month. Last I figured month. Before the 4th of July,
just get in there, get a clean slate for the weekend. So you get your barbecues going. You could just sin everywhere at that
That's
point,
right.
And then make up for it the next week.
Mm-hmm.
So
I can't celebrate our country without a clean conscience.
No, of course not.
No way.
So you walked into this confession room. Tell us what happened next, Jay.
Well, I walked in there and I saw the priest and I looked in and he was immediately trying to go after Psyduck, which apparently is a very important Pokemon to catch. And if you do catch him, he's going to try to escape and he might get out there, but... the priest had put some allures up and he had incense going. So there was a lot of hotbed Pokemoners there trying to catch them. The line did seem unusually long, Rob.
The confession line.
The confession line.
Now, when you say unusually long, how long is it normally?
Well, usually I would say there are two people there, maybe three.
How many were there
on the day of the week? I mean, there was about 45 people there all on their phones.
And I'm assuming they were all children.
Like no, Rob, you know, and I thought that too at first when it came to the Pokemon Go, but it's people of all ages.
Oh, see, what I thought was that the priest was trying to attract children into the church.
By setting up a Pokemon Go hotspot, knowing that the kids would flock to it.
Wow.
Yeah, and do you think he was very disappointed when it turned out he just had to give confession all day?
Mm-hmm.
I've been playing quite a bit.
Yeah. Have you really? Yeah. Is this true?
Yeah. I don't play at home. There's none in my house, apparently. But I when I go to the city, I'll play there.
Mm. You got any eggs in your incubator?
Got two eggs and two incubators.
Right. Well, we don't have to talk about this. No, I don't know how we ended up on fucking Pokemon Go. But Jay,
hi.
Let's talk about your credits.
Okay,
right. You used to be on our old podcast, which was Family Chatters, which was all about the show Family Matters. This is your first appearance on this one.
Yeah.
So, folks, fans of the old show will know you. But for our new listeners, how do people know you? Because when people see this podcast, they'll say, I recognize him. I recognize that voice.
You know, if you have the Sisters Blu-ray, there's some deleted scene on the Blu-ray that you'll be able to find a nice scene with Tina Fey and myself.
Yep. Sisters, the movie with Tina Fey, Amy Poehler.
You could always check a deleted scene somewhere and I'll be there. My right hand is in the movie The Wolf of Wall Street.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, my right hand's in the movie The Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah. Where's the rest of you in that movie? what were you doing?
Just eating food.
Oh, okay.
Just eating a lot of stuff from the craft service table.
It was the lunch meat scene, right? That's where the hand is, grabbing on the glass
table. That's it, friend.
You knew the scene? Just from him saying the hand was in it?
Yeah. Told you, friend.
It's just a shot of a hand just grabbing for ham.
There's a shot in that movie.
Yep.
How long is this shot? Is this like a long take, like in the film The Player? Where it's like 5 minutes, it's a 5 minute tracking shot of your hand.
It's not the opening long shot in The Player.
Okay.
I recognize you, I think, actually, from, were you the kid from Blank Check?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. This is news to me. And Jay, you and I have been friends for years.
The second I tell you I'm the kid from Blank Check and I'm friends with Tony Loke, come on.
But his first name was Tony?
I thought it was Tone Loke. But
it's probably Tone.
Maybe Tone is short for Tony. I don't know.
Probably Anthony.
I should say, though, and Jay, I should warn you about this because maybe you don't know.
Yeah.
Rob has a podcast that he does on the side. that sometimes we do during this podcast, and it's all about Blank Check.
Yep.
It's called the Blank Check Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Should we start that up, Rob? Go ahead. Take it away.
All right. And welcome to Blank Check Podcast. So what we do here, for those of the uninitiated, is we talk about Blank Check. We talk about everything about Blank Check. We talk about the plot, talk about our favorite quotes. But first, what we like to do is we like to take calls. Let's open up the phone lines.
Bring, bring, bring.
Hello, you are on Blank Check Podcast.
Hello there.
What's your name?
Oh.
You sound familiar.
Yeah, I called the last time. My name is Marty. Hi, everybody.
Marty with two eyes?
Marty with two eyes.
The very same.
Yes, the very same. I was on an episode of this in the past, and
the one other episode we had.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. And then you guys are doing some other kind of podcast too during this. I don't know, but it's great to be back. I love talking about Blank Check, the movie.
But you don't even know anything about it.
That's correct.
Have you done any research since we last talked?
I have since seen the film.
Oh, you saw it?
Yes.
What'd you think?
One of my favorites now. Top two for sure. And number one, Flubber.
All right. Well, I think we got to shut this down again. I'm sorry. Every time we try to start up this podcast, Marty, you call in and you can hang on the line again if you like to, but
I would love to hang on the line, you guys. I'm just going to sit back and I'll, do you mind if I interject? I won't do it. If you say no, I won't do it.
If we call on you, but are you doing laundry tonight or anything else?
No, it's
are you doing any chores tonight?
No, it's not laundry night. No. I am doing some chores though, you know, so of course.
What chores are you doing?
Well, I like to clean my floors. And I like to clean my walls, and I like to clean, sometimes I clean the ceilings, but not tonight, just I don't have the energy.
Is this just something gets on the walls or on the ceiling, Marty?
Well, dirt.
Dirt?
For sure, don't you have dirt on your walls?
I have small children, so yes, but I don't believe
clean
you
guy?
Do. Because it's just, if I remember right, it's you and your grandmother and your wife and husband. Yeah.
So I live in my house with my wife, my husband, and my grandmother. And, you know, we have an open relationship, all of us. But I don't want to take up any more of your time.
All right. Thanks, Marty. We'll come back.
Yeah.
We'll come back to you later, okay? Just hang out for a little while.
Good luck. I love Blank Check. Bye.
Okay.
There's nothing like when the Chips Ahoy truck shows up outside of the McIntosh mansion and that dude's about to get all those Chips Ahoy. You're like, this is the greatest movie I've ever seen in my life.
It was a fantastic movie.
Yeah.
Especially when you're that age. Now, unwatchable.
Okay. So now... Sure. This is Chris, by the way. I stepped away for a moment, but now I'm back. And you guys are talking about the details of the film Blank Check, which
yes.
on this show, on Step by Step. Are we still in the Blank Check podcast, by the way? Can we end that?
Yeah, let me wrap it up. And that's another edition of Blank Check Podcast.
Great. So now we're back to Step by Step.
I just double dip podcast guest duties. That's pretty good.
Yeah?
I was just on two podcasts at the same time.
You know what we should do, guys? So we're going to talk a little bit of Step, and then we're probably going to talk some Step after that. But we have to take a break right now, and then when we come back, and you know, Jay, we have these breaks lined up.
Okay.
So is there anything you want to promote?
Oh yeah, I do.
We'll do that during the break. But wait,
okay. We're
not in the break yet. You'll know when we're in the break. Okay.
All right.
And then when we come back from that break, we're going to talk about the Step by Step episode, A Day in the Life. So we'll be right back. I'm here with Jay Ferraro of podcast fame. And Jay, what would you like to promote during our break?
Well, Chris, August 3rd from 8 to 9 p.m. at QED in New York, I have a show, The Duo and Chill. My comedy partner and I, Drew Gregory, we have a variety show where there's going to be crowd participation. There's going to be some laughs and there's going to be some tears as well.
So August 3rd, you mean 2 days ago this happened?
2 days ago,
right?
Yep.
When
we took the stage at QED in Astoria.
How'd it go?
And the show went well. The show was a big success.
Yeah.
It looks as though Lorne Michaels will be adding us to the writing team of the next season of Saturday Night Live.
Lorne was in attendance.
Lorne always has an open invitation. There will be.
But was he there? Because this happened already.
No, but he heard about it, of course.
He wasn't there, but he heard about
right.
it.
Right.
Okay, of course. Yeah. So August 3rd.
August 3rd.
August 3rd, if you have a time machine.
If you have a time machine.
Please, by all means, get in that bad boy.
Yeah.
Rewind 2 days and go to this place in Queens, New York.
The Duo and Chill, August 3rd, 8 to 9 at QED in Astoria, New York.
Anyway. They want us to be one of the families on the program. They're going to be here tomorrow morning to film our segment.
All right, we're going to be on national TV. All right. Exposure on national television? Well, this could be the break my modeling career needs. I see myself living in New York. I see myself helping you pack.
All right. So that clip, which I'm sure you are laughing at right now if you heard it, because of the jokes, that was from Step by Step, episode 11. And this episode was all about the Lamberts and the Fosters being on, I would call it, the first reality TV show. So this camera crew comes in and follows them around. And they don't like it. They fight with each other. And, you know, I don't know. We had a discussion about this prior to recording, and we all agreed that this was, and Jay, this was your first Step by Step episode probably in a while. Explain your relationship to this, show.
Like a good amount of people watched it on TGIF on the lineup. There's no way I watched every episode. You know, at some point I bailed on it, like I bailed on, you know, Boy Meets World and Family Matters and all the other shows, especially
because you were growing. You were a growing boy.
I was growing, yeah. So yeah, I watched this episode with you guys, and it's pure garbage, of course. And
it was the most boring.
This is the worst episode we've seen.
And not the worst in that it was outlandish in any way. It was so not outlandish that I kept pausing to see how much time we had left. And it seemed like it was taking forever.
But I also want to just open the floor to this discussion. And maybe I'm off base here, but in Cody, I saw a little Joey Tribbiani from Friends.
Oh, from Friends.
Yes.
I think it's, and we've talked about this on previous episodes, is that I think he's actually basing his character on Keanu from Bill and Ted. It's basically just an extension of that, which maybe Joey Tribbiani based his character on, and it's really just kind of like playing telephone with the same character.
Wow, that's really good insight.
What a theory. I like it. So let's take it from there then.
Yeah, Marty, what do you think?
Who inspired...
Marty, you there?
Oh, yeah, of course I'm here, guys. What was the question?
Do you think that there's a connection as you go through characters over time linearly from Ted in Bill and Ted to Cody to Joey Tribbiani?
Sorry, I don't know any of those references.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you do with your time from like 1986 until now?
I was not allowed to watch television until the ripe age of 21. And the first thing I did was I watched Flubber. And I got the VHS tape. I secured it into my possession. And I watched it until my face turned blue. And I just love that Robin Williams.
Of course. Rest in peace.
What? What are you talking about?
You tell him.
Tell
Marty,
me what?
I'm so sorry to have to break this to you.
Sorry, one second. I just have to finish cleaning my floors for one moment. I hope you don't mind. Then we can get to what you were going to say.
Okay.
Cleaning my floors. I love to clean my floors. I love to clean my floors so much. And I love Robin Williams.
Marty.
Yes?
You're singing again. So you have a Cleaning the Floors song.
Well, of course, don't you?
No.
Anyway, what were you going to say about my favorite actor and comedian, Robin Williams?
3 years ago, Rob.
Is it 3 years already?
What are you referencing? 3 years ago, he made a fantastic film called Man of the Year. Or what's it called? Dad of the Year. I don't
know. World's Greatest Dad.
You know, I think
directed by Bobcat.
Great. That was the last film I think I saw.
Robin Williams committed suicide.
And we can't wait for him to make another. What?
Yeah. I don't believe it either, Marty. I wake up every day thinking that it's not true.
He hung himself in Tiburon.
In a Hyundai Tiburon? How is that even possible? Those things, you don't have a clearance for that, I don't think. Anyways, I don't believe you. I can't wait for another Robin Williams film.
You keep waiting then.
I have my husband's right here and he wants to say hello. Do you guys mind? He loves you guys. He's a big fan of the show.
Oh, so he actually knows this show.
Oh, he does, yes.
Oh, okay. So he's been listening to it, but you haven't been.
Yes, I haven't, and my wife and my grandmother have not been, but my husband has been a lot.
It's nice of you to support your husband's interests.
Well, I don't have a choice. So he wants to say hi. Hey, Tone? Tone, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're on the air. You're live.
I know. I'm on the air. Get back in the kitchen.
Hey, I was just clear. I was going to...
Hey, shut your mouth. Get back in the kitchen.
I'll get back. Okay, I was going to finish cleaning the floors, but I just wanted to introduce you to my podcast,
buddies. I needed you to introduce me to somebody on a podcast, I get someone better looking than you. Rob, how ugly is my wife?
I mean, you're going to have to describe her a little bit for me. And it's also, so we've confirmed this. Marty, you're a woman.
No, he's talking about our collective wife.
Okay, so you are.
We each have a wife and a husband.
So you are a man.
Oh, well, I like to keep a little
mystery. You've said before that you don't believe gender is important.
I don't. In fact, I don't even care who's what gender. I don't care. You guys could be fucking unicorns, and I wouldn't give a flying shit.
Pretty sure there's not a gender, but that's okay.
I found this one, Rob, at last call at a Coast Sea.
I'm sorry.
She wasn't a looker then.
At a cozy, like the knockoff Panera?
Yeah.
At last call?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they were about to shut down the raspberry-flavored Nest tea machine?
No, in Tallahassee, you have to understand, Cozy's is the hopping spot. And they serve alcohol. And they go till what time? 4 or 5 in the morning?
He had marshmallow all over his face.
Yeah, I got the s'mores. But this, anyway... My husband, Tone, he just wanted to say hi, and, you know, I think we have a great relationship. Sometimes he's a little rough around the edges, but...
Shut the fuck up.
So Tone, you're a fan
Shut
of the podcast.
Shut the fuck
okay,
up.
Okay, all right. Jesus Christ. I wish we could hang up on you guys.
Yeah, we're just gonna... You cannot hang up on us, by the way, but we're gonna put...
Chris, Jay, can you guys help me out here, please? You've been silent this entire time.
Yeah, we're gonna work on that. Marty... And Tone, just mute the phone and we'll come back to you later. Tone, you good with this?
Fuck you.
Okay. And now they're on mute, I think. So Jay, just to explain to you what's happening.
Okay.
Marty called in. Marty with two eyes called
in. Marty, okay.
A few episodes ago, he happened to dial us up. We don't know how. And when Rob was talking about blank check. But and once he calls in, you cannot disconnect. And he's a polygamist in some way, and he's a very sexual man. So, but that's his deal, just so you know.
Okay, well, I'm glad I know now, because it was a little confusing.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure it may have been.
To an outsider looking in.
What do we want to say anything else about this step-by-step episode? Because I fucking hated it. What do you got here? They come in with cameras.
They fucking played Monopoly. I think that's all you need to say. They played Monopoly on national television.
They physically get out a Monopoly board in this episode and they play a game of Monopoly. We're not joking. And it's just as riveting as it sounds like it would be.
Did they ever say Monopoly, though? Because we know Miller Boyette, they didn't spend the cheddar on Family Matters.
No, I think they were getting money for this. They don't have to pay rights for it. They get money.
Did they say Monopoly on the show?
They definitely said Monopoly.
Or did we just assume?
No, they said Monopoly. They referred to the pieces. They said Monopoly.
Miller Boyette, the two of them, they must have just woke up every day and had a money fight and just laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed. And just everybody in America on Friday nights just eating up their fucking garbage.
So wait, you think they lived together?
That's you did imply.
Oh, no.
You said they woke up and had a money fight.
They drive to each other's houses or they meet at the bank.
Yeah, they went to their office when they were coming up with all this gold material and they just had a money fight. Every day, Scrooge McDuck style. I wonder if they're still both with us.
That's a good question. I don't know the answer.
Did I break Miss Cleo dying to you yesterday?
No, I actually knew. I knew somehow, psychically, that she was dead.
You think she saw it coming?
You know what's so great about that joke? Is that I have never heard anyone say that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's like, I just thought of it.
I'm sure you did because it was so original. And no one else I saw posted anything about that. Miss Cleo, of course, is the famous TV psychic who was caught up in a scandal.
She went to jail.
Yeah, she was scamming money.
Did she really?
Yeah. Because guess what, Rob? She wasn't a psychic.
Yeah, it's not real.
What?
Did you call her and try to get some information about your future?
Of course.
What did she tell you?
She told me I would be involved in a podcast.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wait a minute now. When was this?
This
was this like a couple days ago?
No, this was back when I used to call it like, you know, she was at the 11 o'clock to like 2 a.m. new ad cycle on mm-hmm. Comedy Central back in like 2001. Yeah. She was all over that.
Right.
So I used to call every night.
Hello,
that's
Rob.
What the next day was going to look like.
Hey, Rob, you're going to be on a podcast, man. You're going to be on a podcast, Rob, because I'm Miss Cleo. She didn't predict 9/11, but she predicted you're going to be on a podcast.
Yeah. No, she got 9/11 way wrong.
Oh, she predicted it, but she got it wrong.
Yeah.
What did she say about 9/11?
Well, she said that it was going to be the Taliban, but we all know it was an inside job.
Oh, Miss Cleo, that's about as wrong as you could get. I love it. She predicted every detail of it, right? The two towers, the whole deal.
Yep.
But she said stupidly that Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda were going to do it and not George W. Bush, which we all know, and the Illuminati. Anyways, anything else to add in that Miss Cleo voice, Che? Because that was perfect. Are you consider yourself an impressionist?
No.
You could have fooled me. I thought for a second.
I wish.
Before I looked up and realized it was you talking, that Miss Cleo had risen from the dead, much like our good friend Jesus Christ, and came back to talk to us. Because
one
that
time.
Voice,
oh, yeah. Jesus Christ?
Oh, yeah. Gotta love that guy.
I've heard of him.
You have? Big fan?
I did a...
What's your favorite thing about Jesus Christ? If you had to narrow it down... what's your favorite verse from the New Testament?
I think the boss move by Jesus Christ was the Last Supper, where he's like, one of you cats is going to fuck me over, and I know the shit, but let's all eat and get fucked up and have an orgy together, because you know what? Tomorrow's the last day. Dude rolls up to him, Judas, knows he's the cat that's going to fuck him over, and Jesus gives him a kiss. It says, I know it was you, Fredo. It's a boss move.
I agree. I don't remember the part about them getting fucked up and having an orgy.
Or calling him Fredo.
Well, yeah, but...
You've never seen The Godfather Part 2?
Yeah, it's about Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot that whole movie was about the Last Supper.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the first Godfather is about Michael Corleone. Second Godfather is about Jesus Christ.
Yep.
Anyways, step by step.
Yeah, so in the end, they make up, and then I think the parents go bang again, and credits roll.
That's one thing that happens in this episode. Carol doesn't want the cameras there, but Frank does, and Carol gets upset. And Carol says, Frank, until these cameras are out of this house, you ain't getting anywhere near this...
snatch.
What do you want to call it? A snatch. Yeah, that's a great politically correct
term. I think women love that, too. Call it a snatch.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Nothing gets a girl going if you're like, hey, hun... Why don't you take that snatch out?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Great. So, if there's nothing else to say about this episode of Step by Step. Oh, and the point being that after the, you know, when they resolve the episode because the kids get along now and whatever, I don't even remember what happens, but they decide that they're going to have intercourse again.
Sure. Well, Suzanne Summers, I mean, worth saying what, she's early 40s here?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
You know, she looks fine.
Very fine. Very fine.
Yeah. Very fine.
She's looking good just by...
Yeah, she's looking good.
Yeah?
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
All right.
She looks pretty good.
Yeah.
So we all agree. Suzanne Summers looks good.
So we're going to talk now. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Scott Stapp solo song, Fight Song. And I got to tell you this, it directly is influenced by the episode of Step by Step called A Day in the Life. And you will see... In about 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Is this the fucking song?
Sometimes it starts with a silent curse. Sometimes it doesn't waste time.
That's about enough of that. That was a Fight Song off of 2005's Scott Stapp solo record, The Great Divide. Sometimes it starts with a silent curse. Sometimes it doesn't waste time. You still think I look upon this with hatred in my mind. I won't lie, it took some time. But I know one thing, it took me away from all the things love gave me, so I had to let things go. What do you... here in this song, in those lyrics that you can think of that Scott may have been, you know, kicking around in his brain when he wrote this after watching that episode of Step by Step.
It's clearly the internal struggle between the Duffy children camp and the Suzanne Summers camp.
Yeah.
Because the two, they love each other, but the kids are at war and they're fighting.
They are fighting.
They're constantly fighting.
And if I can remind you, the name of this song is Fight Song.
Yeah.
And it started with a silent curse, right? And I think that silent curse were the cameramen not making any sounds, not talking, mm-hmm. right. but always there.
It put a curse on the Lambert Foster household in a sense.
Yeah.
You know,
this wasn't a joyous house like Full House. This wasn't a joyous house like the Winslow residence.
Now, there's a lot of tension in this home.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you noticed that, right?
A lot
Jay?
Of back talk, a lot of sass.
Salty language is what I would say.
1-800-BOW-WOW.
Yeah, that's the phone number that Brendan tells Dana to use because she looks like a dog, apparently, to him.
She doesn't.
No. In fact, you found her quite attractive.
I think she's the most attractive one second, regardless of age at the time, of course, anything else that could possibly be incriminating next to Suzanne Summers.
And she's the saltiest of them all.
She is the saltiest of them all, and you know I like salt on my pretzels.
You do. You're a big fan of the salt life, I hear.
I am a big fan of salt life, yeah.
Just lounging on the beach. Is that
I'm
what it's
in the
about?
Salt life, yeah.
So that's why you like her.
Yeah, you're right. I love beaching.
You're on island time, my
I'm
man.
I'm always on island time because, Rob, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It is. That's what Jimmy Buffett always said.
They say that, but that's not actually true. Like, it's not always 5 o'clock somewhere.
No, it has to be like a 30 or an
So like right now,
hour.
Yeah, it's 9:49 p.m. right now where we are.
Yeah.
It's 4:49 p.m. somewhere.
Yeah, it's not 5 o'clock somewhere.
No.
So fuck you, Jimmy Buffett.
How dare you... I did not come on your show today, good sir, to have you insult James Buffett.
Listen, James Buffett aside, you know, he might be a nice guy or whatever. I'm just saying he's technically wrong in the lyric of the song, It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Well,
it is not always 5 o'clock.
How about this, fuckface? It's actually an Alan Jackson song, and it's not even a Jimmy Buffett's
Well,
song.
Then he should have been able to fact check it before covering it.
Yeah, Jimmy Buffett should have been, you know, should have, as the
Jimmy's
older,
on it, but he didn't write it. It's Alan Jackson's song.
It does, I mean, it stands to reason that I'm still right.
Yeah, I know that.
You didn't tell me that Jimmy Buffett didn't do Cheeseburger in Paradise?
No, he did.
Is that what you're going to tell us next?
Yeah, that was Axl Rose.
Really?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
What else about this song, guys? Fight Song.
What song?
Fight Song.
Oh, right.
The Scott Stapp song. You know, obviously he saw this episode and he was like, oh my God, the Fosters, the Lamberts, they're all fighting. I'm feeling the tension that they're feeling. I have to let this out in a song.
So we all know that these two things are very intertwined, right? Step by Step and Scott Stapp.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's hard to tell which are the lyrics and which are the dialogue.
Yeah.
So I'd like to introduce a new segment tonight called Step or Stap.
This is very unorthodox.
Wow.
A new segment.
Does he need permission to do that with you? Do you run that back?
I think
you?
We probably should have had a discussion beforehand, but you know what? We'll take that offline.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, you can read me my rights after the show.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, moving on. What I'll do now is I'm going to read a few different phrases, and I want you to tell me, is it step or is it stap?
Okay, so you're going to read a thing, and we're going to say, is that a Scott Stapp lyric, or is that a piece of dialogue
from Step by Step?
The show Step by Step.
Yes, okay. Exactly.
All right.
And I will award points as I see fit.
And I could play this, even though I'm a host of the show?
Yeah, you both can play.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ready for this, Jay?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go. First lyric, or dialogue.
I think you may have had a spoiler.
You totally just gave it away, right?
You did. Move to the second one.
If you were dead, then we couldn't see you.
That's dialogue. I feel like that's the blonde girl.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's Al. I think it's a line of dialogue from Al.
You're right. It is a line of dialogue, but it's JT.
Oh, okay. So now, Jay, you get a point then, I assume, right?
Yeah, Jay gets 2 points.
What do I get?
What'd you say?
I said the same thing.
You get 1 point. All right, number two. I'm 18 and I don't know what I want.
That's dialogue.
Yeah, that's dialogue.
Yeah, no, that's a lyric.
It is?
Yeah, that was a Creed cover of the song I'm 18.
A cover?
That they released.
What's...
On an album.
A cover? Well, who did the original?
I have no idea. I didn't go that deep.
Right.
But there's a YouTube video for it.
I believe you. We don't have to...
No, we don't. It also was a trick question.
No, I thought it was a great lyric. All right, yeah, so now true. It is 3-1. Is Marty going to get in this at all?
Can Marty play?
Marty can play. Marty, you there?
Yeah, of course I'm here. I've been here the whole time.
Can you play for Chris because he's sucking it up?
Yeah, I'll just jump in.
All right, here we go.
Do you mind if Tone plays instead of Jay?
Yeah, Tone can play.
All right, Tone, let's get in this.
Yeah, Jay, get the fuck out of here. You're too good at this.
Yeah, that's his catchphrase.
Yeah.
You shut up.
Dad, if you're watching Baywatch with your wife, you know nothing about marriage.
That's dialogue. I'm going to say it's a lyric.
I would say you're right. It's a lyric. That is from the song Rain from the album Full Circle.
Did I ever tell you about this movie, Flubber? Again with the flubber. Always with the flubber.
Hey, Tony, have you seen Flubber?
I've seen it 45,000 times.
Wow, that VHS must really be wearing thin.
We have a bunch of them. Yeah.
Marty takes me to every yard sale in the county.
Yep. Every time I see a flubber, I say, hey, Tone, we got another one. Guess what we're watching tonight?
What county are you guys in?
We're in the county that Tallahassee's in, Florida. Okay. Yeah, Tallahassee County, of course.
All right. You guys ready for the next question?
Oh, sure.
All right, here we go. I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
That sounds like something familiar, but I can't quite put my finger on it. Is that from the Bible?
No.
That's a lyric.
It's step or step. It can't be from the Bible.
Sounds like something Jesus said once about Fredo.
That is actually...
You broke my heart, Fredo.
That's dialogue. Frank Lambert says it in This Old House.
Do you mind, by the way, if Tone and I just quick have an orgy while we're doing this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, good.
All right.
Here we go, orgy time.
I'm done.
My God.
Wow, you both got quite lyrical there. You hit a note.
That was actually a new record for us. That's the longest Tone has ever lasted.
Wait, you were just done or you just wanted him to get off you?
I finished. He finished. He has the premature ejaculation problem, as we all do here.
Does that happen out in just regular life or only while you're...
In regular life? In what way?
Like at a COSI, does that happen to you or just at a Costco?
It's actually something he's pretty proud of. I know you're modest and you don't want to brag, but Tone has jizzed in every COSI that exists on the Eastern Seaboard.
I'm done.
There he goes again.
Again? Yeah, Jesus. So
he's got a very active libido.
I see why you're constantly cleaning the walls and the ceiling.
It's mostly from my husband's semen.
All right, you guys ready for the last one?
Do we have to?
Last one.
Yeah.
All right. Why so serious?
That's dialogue.
Yep, that's dialogue. That's the last thing Brendan said before they killed him off.
Oh, Brendan. Was Brendan that got killed off? Or JT? No, Brendan. You're right.
Oh, so you're aware of the show?
No.
I think we'll have to get to that next time because in number one, you know, let's just recap. We talked Step.
Yeah.
That's undisputed. Did we talk Step? Sounds like it. Yeah, I believe we did. We proved once and for all that this song, Fight Song, was influenced by the episode of Step by Step that we watched called A Day in the Life.
And I like that one more thing, too. I thought that song was just as boring as the episode, and I think that's what Scott Stapp was going for.
Hate to tell you this, Rob, but you just broke rule number one of Step by Step, which is that you are not allowed to make fun of any Creed songs or Scott Stapp.
I didn't make fun of it. I just insulted him.
You insulted it. You said it was boring.
Mm-hmm.
I have to enforce these rules.
Okay.
And you all know what that means. Jay, I don't know if you're familiar with this, but we do have a rule on this show that you're not allowed to make fun of Scott Stapp. Okay. And you're not allowed to speak of him negatively or anything he does.
Mm-hmm.
And Rob just did that.
You're also not allowed to do an impression of him.
Right. But you didn't do an impression, but you disrespected the man.
Mm-hmm.
And we have penalties for those.
And I just heard.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. We've got a double offense.
Ooh, boy.
We really got to get an alarm for when this happens.
We have an alarm. Wait. There it is. That's the alarm for when we have an infraction. And guys, I hate to tell you this. You both have committed. You broke the first two rules of Step by Step. So let's remember our penalties. So Rob, your penalty for making fun of Scott Stapp is you have to recite a monologue
mm-hmm.
as Scott Stapp sings.
Yep. But talking. Right.
Okay. And Jay, your punishment, you have to create a Twitter account that is devoted to loving Scott Stapp, and you have to tweet at him for 20 days nonstop that how much you love him.
I'm going to start doing that the second I leave here.
You have to do it the second you leave.
Yeah, I plan to.
I know you do. And remember, you're under oath.
Of course.
What monologue do I have to do?
A monologue of your choosing,
I believe. My choosing. Yeah. Oh, I'd like you guys to choose.
All right, King Lear.
King Lear?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus.
You agree, Jay?
Yeah, King Lear.
I think that's fair.
Yep, King Lear.
You got that monologue ready?
Yep. Okay. All right, ready?
Here we go.
All right, this is from scene two, the Earl of Gloucester's castle.
Of course, one of my favorites.
By Edmund.
Is that your favorite scene from this play?
No, but it'll
okay, which one is yours?
Well, it's when the king...
King Lear
addresses his people and says, I am King Lear.
Hear me roar. Yeah, yeah. I love that one. Yeah, that one's really great. Yeah,
great.
Yeah,
classic. Famous. Classic.
All right, we ready?
Yeah.
I got to do this for 30 seconds?
5 minutes.
5 minutes.
We had actually originally said 5 minutes, and then when we had to do it, it was way too long.
We can't have 5 minutes of this. All right,
30 seconds.
I'm going to do this one segment. All right?
Okay.
Thou needest of my gold hill to thy lawful servants or bound with for should I.
Okay, that's... I'm going to call time. Okay, I'm going to call good. Time on that.
How was that? Was that okay?
I mean... If by okay you mean perfect, yes. It was so good that Jay took out his phone during it, started taking selfies.
Selfie.
Sorry. I was catching Pokemon.
Did you catch any?
Yep.
What'd you get?
All of them? Did you catch them all?
I got a Weedle. Yeah. I just got another fucking Weedle.
That's all there are in these neighborhoods.
It's fucking Weedles, man. You got to be, if you're not in New York, man, if you ain't there, you're just going to get Weedle after Weedle after Weedle. There's Pidgey. Here's another fucking Pidgey.
You know what I get in New York nonstop, downtown, Fidei? Nothing but fucking doduos.
The duos, huh?
Nonstop doduos.
You need those like you need a hole in the head.
Yeah, those and Bulbasaurs.
The whole time you were talking, I was just deciding at what point before that I'm going to make a cut so that no one has to hear any of
it. Hold on, Marty's still there. Marty, are you playing Pokemon?
Oh, of course. Pokemon's one of my faves. I love just throwing those cards around the house.
Oh, wait, you're playing the Pokemon card game.
Tone, just...
Again with you, Tone.
Tone.
Jesus.
Just for 1 second, I'm trying to have a conversation.
You were telling him to tone it down.
That's how he got his name.
There's so many people talking all at once.
But yes.
Hey, Marty. Yeah, this is Miss Cleo, man.
Yeah. Of course. Miss Cleo's here, too.
I'm sorry to tell you something, Marty.
Yes?
You know how...
No. Don't even.
So Robin Williams.
What about him?
We broke the news to you.
Yeah.
There's something you should know about Miss Cleo.
I can't bear to know anything else negative today. Please don't tell me that Miss Cleo.
Hey, Marty. Yes. I'm dead. I'm finished.
You sound just like Tone, my husband.
It's weird. He sounds kind of like a hybrid of Miss Cleo, Tone, and
Jay.
No.
Guys, Tone and I have to go. I hate to tell you.
Oh, thank God, Marty.
You know, I know that you guys can't hang up on us, but we're going to hang up on you because I don't know how long this show goes on for, but...
Good.
We're going to just hang up the phone right now and just, you know, quickly probably have a few more orgies, but, you know...
Marty, hang up the goddamn phone.
I will.
Done.
Okay.
All right?
3, 2, 1.
I'm done!
Hanging up.
All right, thank God he's gone.
All right,
wow. Chris, I think we got to wrap this up.
We should wrap it up, absolutely, as should Marty and Tone. Anyways, I want to thank everybody here who was a guest today. We had a bunch, but I want to thank Jay first and foremost.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you for being
here.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for the lovely gift, by the way, that poster.
I'm going to cherish this until you leave.
And then,
good idea.
And then he's going to cherish it even more.
I'm
going to
frame it.
And I want to thank, of course, Marty for coming back. Tone, I guess.
Great to have Tone on.
And Miss Cleo, of course. And you, Rob. I'd like to thank you.
I'd like to thank me, too.
Sure. Go ahead, then.
Thank you, Rob, for showing up to this.
That's great.
You're welcome.
And until next time, Rob and I are going to sign off now for the Step by Step podcast. I am Chris McCarthy.
And I'm Rob Haddon.
And we would just like to say, can't step.
Won't step.
Night, everybody.
I'm done.